a lot of times we're not very aware. One of the things we're not aware of is how much influence advertising has on our food shopping behavior, even just the way the store is laid out. And we just sort of automatic pilot. We go in and we go out. We go through a fast food restaurant window and we order. And we're not thinking, where is all this trash going? You know, the paper products and whatnot. And do I need to have this extra wrapper on my food, on my beverage? And getting it off of automatic pilot and realizing that our choices, our everyday choices, can make a big difference.
Current food choices in the United States create a carbon footprint that is one-fourth larger than that created by Americans' driving habits. But how can we reduce the energy and waste created by food? A new K-State Research and Extension publication, Making Everyday Choices for a Healthy, Sustainable Diet, offers dozens of ways to eat healthy while helping preserve the planet for future generations. Last week, we explored the meaning of a sustainable diet and some of the foods that help promote sustainability. On today's Sound Living, the conclusion of a two-part series on using food and food-related purchases to reinforce what we value. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Although it may require some changes in how and where we shop, K-State Research and Extension Human Nutrition Specialist, Registered Dietitian, and author of the publication on sustainable diets, Mary McHiggins, says there are a number of options for buying food from sustainable food businesses.
One of the ways that you can do it is, as I mentioned, buying directly from the producer, the farmer or the rancher who makes the sale to you directly rather than going through a middleman. Another would be to go to a food market or a restaurant that is locally owned or locally managed and buying directly from them, and hopefully you can help influence them to buy local food as the source so that your grocery store or your restaurant is buying directly from those producers and then you're buying it from them. Another aspect would be the sustainability in the global market and helping communities in other regions and people within those communities. So, for instance, getting a fair trade coffee or tea or sugar or chocolate or something like that so that the dollars are going into sort of what we think of as a cooperative and the people aren't being taken advantage of with their labor, but rather being rewarded with fair wage and community is being developed, schools and hospitals and such. Another idea for sustainability is when you're buying fish, for instance, seafood, and looking for some kind of a seal on it that says that it's a certified sustainable seafood product. And that way, we're not overfishing and reducing the marine life as we make our food selection. So, those are just a few examples. We want to help improve our health and the ability of our future generations, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to still be able to produce food and eat a wide variety.
Really, a lot of this, from what you're saying, boils down to just maybe a little bit more thinking up front and being a little bit more, I guess, aware of what we're buying and maybe seeing if there are some alternatives or other ways to spend our food dollars?
I think you've got it. A lot of times we're not very aware. One of the things we're not aware of is how much influence advertising has on our food shopping behavior. Even just the way the store is laid out. And we just sort of automatic pilot. We go in and we go out. We go through a fast food restaurant window and we order. And we're not thinking, where is all this trash going? You know, the paper products and whatnot. And do I need to have this extra wrapper on my food, on my beverage? And getting it off of automatic pilot and realizing that our choices, our everyday choices, can make a big difference. And as soon as we become aware of one area, then our eyes are open to other areas. And so one thing that I challenge people to do is think about their food budget. Let's say they've got $100 a week that they're spending on food. If they went with 5% of that, that would be like $5 a week. What could they change that would be something they could buy locally instead of something that's produced farther away? And local's defined in various ways. You know, you can't really buy local coffee in a place like Manhattan, Kansas, or most of the United States. You know, it's like, it doesn't grow here. What could you do? You could, instead of getting in your car and driving to a store that sells coffee, you could buy some coffee beans and make them at home. You know, make your own coffee. Or you could get locally roasted coffee and help support a business that's local. Or instead of drinking coffee at all, you could just start drinking more water. Or if you don't like plain water, you could flavor it with some fruit. You know, there's just lots of things that we can do. And becoming aware of one thing, 5% of your grocery budget. Okay, so you bought flour this week with your $5. What are you going to buy next week? Because chances are you're not going to need more flour. So, okay, well, maybe I could get some honey. Or I could buy some locally raised fruit. Or, you know, I mean, it just opens your eyes and you start looking around. What else could I do? And one thing I don't want people to do is get overwhelmed and think, oh, she's talking about so many choices. I can't do all of that. Well, guess what? Nobody can do all of it. Or if they are doing all of it, it didn't happen all at once. They gradually changed. And so that's what I want people to do, is gradually change. Start with one thing, maybe two things at the most, and then become aware and see and talk and look around. Read, hear, you know, just pay attention to what else could you do. And is this going to be sustainable? Because most of us do expect our children and grandchildren to have a wonderful life. And this will help them with that.
Well, and really doing that so that they see it will help model that behavior and make it seem so much more natural to them to do these things.
Yes, that's very true. Let's just think about food waste, and how can we minimize that? Well, right now in the United States, we throw away 14% of the food that we buy. it's just gone. We pitch it. And sometimes it looks fine. Usually we're pitching it because it's not good anymore. We've wasted it. We've allowed it to deteriorate. And so part of that awareness is thinking, instead of opening another package, I should use up what I already have in the refrigerator. For instance, if we think about food waste and the water that's used to make food, throwing food away is like losing 25% of all of the fresh water consumption that's used in the world, because food is the major use of fresh water. If we also think about how much food ends up in our landfill, so solid waste, you know, when we throw it in the trash can, it goes to a landfill. You know, there's just that disconnect. We think it's gone. Well, it's gone from sight, but it's somewhere. It's in our landfill. And food waste is a major source of methane. And so methane production is 21 times more harmful than carbon dioxide. So as we think about global warming or climate change or whatever you want to call it, our food waste, our habits make a big difference. So instead of letting food get brown and green or whatever it's going to change into in the back of the refrigerator, putting it up front and using up the leftovers, either using them right away or freezing them and using them later on in some other kind of meal. Buying just the amount that you need and then letting another trip to the grocery store or to the farmer's market dictate the next round. Buying something that you can freeze or can yourself, or buying it already in that non-perishable form, dried fruit, for instance, so that it doesn't get too many days past and you can't get to the grocery store. So that means you're not eating any fruit. Well, get some of those non-perishable forms as backup One of the more difficult aspects, you know, instead of just simple, like some of the things we've talked about are a lot simpler, more complex thing would be to compost your food waste. There are certain aspects of food that you can't eat. I mean, an apple core, you know, if we're talking about eating more fresh, you're going to get the parts of the vegetable that you can't eat because it's not edible. So all of those could be composted, those food waste scraps that would be soil amendments then. I'm not saying everybody needs to start their own garden or start composting, but that's an option if you want to, and it would help reduce the amount of solid waste that's in the landfill.
And really, if people are looking for ideas, there is a publication that will help them with all of this.
There is. It's a new publication, just came out in August, called Making Everyday Choices for a Healthy, Sustainable Diet. It includes information about how you can do all of those seven different categories. Limit your energy use, reduce your waste and paper packaging, and reduce your water use. So how can you use more energy efficient cooking methods? Or how could you make a trash-free lunch every day? There's just a myriad of ways, and this publication has, I don't know how many, hundreds of ideas, one thing at a time, not to overwhelm anybody, but I bet a lot of people are doing some of these already. Other things they could gradually add over time, you know, it wouldn't be right away. And other things are so simple, you think, oh, I could be doing that tomorrow. I just never thought of it. Or maybe you did it before, but you didn't really think it had that much of an influence. So you sort of just let it go. It's very practical, and I hope that lots of people get excited about it, because that's what's going to make our difference. As people make their choices, that helps shape our food supply. And companies want our business. They need our business. We want them to have our business because, you know, not all of us are going to start raising all of our food. I like to go to a farmer's market and get my food. But in the wintertime, there aren't as many choices because winter comes and that's not part of the natural growing season for most fruits and vegetables. So I want companies to be there, but I want our food choices to help influence how sustainable we are. And so if we can reduce the packaging waste, reduce the food loss, increase the sustainable aspect of all of our food and our food-related practices, that will help our own health. We'll see immediate results. We'll have a sense of vitality for ourselves. We'll also help ensure the community's vitality, and it will help ensure our planet's health in the long run.
The publication available at Extension offices and online?
Yes. You can go to your local Extension office, either at the county or the district, and ask for it. Or you can go online to www.ksre, that stands for K-State Research and Extension, .ksu.edu, and then do a search in the publications for Making Everyday Choices for a Healthy, Sustainable Diet. And I was the author of it, full disclosure. I do not get any kind of kickback or financial reward. There is a questionnaire at the back of the fact sheet. And if somebody who reads it could fill that out and mail it back to me, that would be a real pleasure, because then I could find out what kind of impact we're having with our publication.
That's K-State Research and Extension Human Nutrition Specialist and Registered Dietitian Mary McHiggins. The seven categories of suggestions for how we can make small changes to address the world's sustainability problems include choosing nutrient-rich foods, eating locally produced foods when available, buying from businesses with sustainable practices when possible, minimizing avoidable food losses and waste, limiting energy and water use, and minimizing packaging and wrapper waste. The publication is available from county and district extension offices, as well as online at www.ksre.ksu.edu. To find it online, go to Publications, then search for Making Everyday Choices for a Healthy, Sustainable Diet. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.